Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Showers. Good afternoon. I am Jackie Showers. I'm your host for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, and I'm so glad that you have come to join me on today. It is such a great day here in Detroit, and it is a little chilly today, but it's supposed to warm up, and we know that as the week progresses that it's going to get even warmer. So we know that we're in a shift of seasons, and that's a natural thing at this time of year. However, we are, I'm so glad that you are here with us, and I'm glad that you are here with us at this time. And I do hope, it is my prayer that you will enjoy our show today. We had some difficulties with this show a few weeks ago, and so we wanted to bring it back to talk about the edginess of life, thriving on the cliff of life. And so we had to bring it back because we did run into some difficulties in that process. And so we wanted to make sure that we revisited it. We weren't able to get things corrected in time. And then last week we were doing something else. We were talking about, it was Labor Day, so we were talking about labor. So as soon as we had the opportunity, we wanted to revisit this and letting you know, how are you on that cutting edge of life? How are you being able to thrive on the cutting edge? Are you a cutting edge person? Some people say they're cutting edge, but they're not really cutting edge. They're just using mere words, and they're not looking to really to live on the cutting edge, because that is where you thrive, and you really do. And one of the things that I've come to realize in reference to that is that living on a cutting edge, really and truly, it has a lot to do with your attitude and who you are. But we're going to get into that. But I just want to say to you that that during the month of September, we are offering 50% off all of our coaching packages. So if you are looking to go to that next level, if you are looking to become everything that God envisioned so you can experience what he saw, you're going to want to take advantage of this. We've never done it before. We don't know if we're going to do it again, but you definitely want to take advantage of it. Go to our website, www.themeplace.org, and sign up for it right now. In essence, you can get 12 coaching sessions for the cost of 6. If you want 24 coaching sessions, you can get those for the cost of 12. So in essence, it is a great time. We know as we're approaching the end of the year and we're looking to move in 2016, that I'm pretty sure that there are things that you want to do, things that you've been saying that you want to accomplish. And it's always good to get a coach. The Bible says that that we should seek out wise counsel. And so I want you to go to our website. I want you to take advantage of it. Those who have participated in our coaching sessions, in our coaching program, they are doing great. Many of them say that it was life transforming. Someone told me that it was that the only thing better for her was when she accepted salvation, because it's been a life transforming experience for her. She's getting her business off the ground, her blog, all of that went into play. So you want to make sure if you are looking to start a business, if you are looking to know how to market your business, but you don't have a huge amount of money, you want to make sure that you take advantage of this opportunity right now. 50% off of all of our coaching packages. That's one-on-one coaching. You will be coached by me directly, one-on-one. And we're looking at personal coaching, life coaching, leadership coaching. We're looking at branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget, how to develop your marketing and your strategic plan and your strategic approach. All of these are what we offer. So you want to make sure that you take advantage of them. You want to make sure that you're getting yourself prepared so that, number one, you're going to win in 2015, and number two, you're going to go into 2016 as a winner. But I am so glad that each and every one of you have joined me on today. And as I said, we're just talking about living life on the edge. We're talking about, really, to me, the edge for us is living the life where you are living it to the fullest. In the Word of God, it tells us that God wants us to live life and live it to the fullness, to live life and with everything that we got, and to know that Jesus came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. And that's what God wants for us. He talks about the plans that he has for us. They are plans for a future and a hope to give us. So he's always talking about us living this abundant life. But you know, what I've come to realize is that in the process of living the life that many of us seek and many of us desire, it really begins with us. Number one, it begins with our mindset. If you're not going through a mindset change, and I'm talking about that a lot lately because I feel that a lot of people are stagnated. A lot of people are not able to embrace everything that God has for them. A lot of people are not being able to live on that edge, to take the risk, to step out, and to do what God is asking you to do, because you are too afraid to really live on the edge. And so your mindset plays a big part in that. And if you never do what it takes in order for your mindset to go to that next level, in order for you to become everything God envisioned, then you are going to have some difficulties. And so you want to go ahead and you want to do it and you want to say, let me make this happen. Let me go ahead. Let me get this going. And that's what you want to do. You want to be able to just go ahead, get it going, do what you need to do. Make sure it's happening. Make sure that you're going to that next level, and do it in the midst of the fear. Can I tell you this? That fear is going to be there. No matter what, fear is going to be there. Fear is always going to lurk its ugly head. It's always going to be with you. And it's always going to be trying to throw all these crazy thoughts into your mind. So if it's trying to throw all of these crazy thoughts into your mind, and you know that fear is going to be there, and you know that fear is going to be with you, and you know that fear is going to be telling you what you can and cannot do, well, there comes a time when you just have to say, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it in the midst of the fear. I'm going to do it afraid. I'm going to do it when I'm not afraid, because fear is going to be there. But you also have to be willing to tackle those fear thoughts that's been plaguing your mind, that every time that you get ready to step out, you are afraid to step out, so then you don't step out. What a concept. What a concept. And so you want to begin to move forward. You want to begin to say, I am not going to be held in bondage to this fear, because I'm living life on the edge and I am thriving on the cliff. I am succeeding, hanging on the cliff. And you know, and when you begin to take on that mindset, when you begin to say, this is exactly what I'm going to do, you are going to begin to experience some successes that you never thought possible. But it begins in the mind. All of living on the edge, thriving on the edge, begins on life. The edginess of life, thriving on the cliff of success. It starts with a mind transformation. And almost every time that you hear me talk, I'm always going to talk about your mind. I'm always going to talk about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is what the Word of God has told us, because God understood one thing. He understood that if we do not go through this metamorphosis of a mind alteration, that we are not going to be successful, because we will always walk in the limitations of what this world offers us. And that's not where God wants us. This is Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. It is a marketplace ministry. It is getting you prepared in order for you to be an effective change agent in the marketplace. Marketplace ministry at its best. That's what it's all about. And it's about you understanding that in the process of you being that marketplace minister, that God wants you to thrive and he wants you to excel and he wants you to have an abundant life. He does not want you to live a mediocre existence. That's not what God envisioned for us, especially as we are in a dispensation where we know that the wealth of the wicked is being transferred into the hands of the righteous. Voila, you are one of those hands. Your hands is one of those hands that God is looking to transfer that wealth into. And so as we're looking at all of these different things, I want you to know that. I want you to know, I know that you have it inside of you. I know that you can do it. I just feel it. I feel it in my spirit that you can do it. There may have been some obstacles that you've confronted in the past, but you know what? Those obstacles are not going to be anymore. Those obstacles are not going to stop you from becoming who God has created you to be in order for you to thrive, in order for you to go to that next level, because that's what it's all about. It is about you going to the next level, and it is about you accomplishing everything that you were created to do. Do not take your last breath and you have regret. Know that I lived my life on the edge. I was thriving in the cliff of success, and it has nothing to do with your age. But that's what I want you to know, and that's what I want you to begin to operate in. I want you to begin to operate with that mindset that is where you're going, that's where you're headed, that's where your success lies, and you are just going to be really successful coming up as we are walking out of 2015 and we are preparing to walk into 2016. This is what you want to do. You want to make sure you're going to live life on you when you're living life on the edge. You are saying, you know what, I have to have a daily routine in order for me to be successful. And I'm telling you, sometimes we think living life on the edge means that it's just loosey-goosey. You wake up and you do whatever you want, but that's not it. That's not it at all. That's not how you're going to live life on the edge. The way you're going to live life on the edge is that you're going to take a methodical approach to life. The Word of God tells us, teach us to number our days that we can apply our heart to wisdom. We know we only have a finite time here on the earth, so we want God to teach us how to number our days, how to take advantage of the 86,400 seconds of every day that you have in the earth RAM in order for you to go to that next level. 86,400 seconds every day. In essence, it's almost like someone's giving you $86,400 every day, because chopped in every one of those seconds of every day, it is your prosperity. Time is money. So chopped in every 86,400 seconds of every day is your prosperity, it is your wealth, it is your riches, it is your wisdom, it is your knowledge, your counsel, your might. Everything is chopped there. And that means it is a rich day. And in essence, it's like you're being given a blank check of $86,400 every day to spend as you see fit. And if you squander it, you cannot get it back. So it's not like you can say, I'm going to take this chunk of time and I'm going to save it for tomorrow. You cannot get it back. That's why you want to have a well-scripted out day where you know what you're going to do. And always, 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 can I say this again? Always, always, always factor in me time. And normally a great time to factor in me time, you can do it either early in the morning or you can do it just before you go to bed. So then you can hit the ground running. You scripted out your day. You know exactly what's going to happen. And that's not to say that things may come in, but you begin to use the power of the no as well. There are going to be some things that happen in your life that's uncontrollable and you may have to alter. But there are going to be some other things that happen in your life that may try to tell you that it's uncontrollable, but it's not. And in order for you to thrive on that edge, thriving on the cliff of success, what you're going to have to do is you are going to have to protect this time, this treasure of time that God has given you in order for you to maximize every single day. If you are starting a business, just be prepared. You're going to work hard. You're going to work some long hours. The Word of God tells us, get up early, stay up late. You don't know what's going to succeed. So he's letting us know, when you go into Proverbs and you begin to look at the proverbial 31st woman, it says she got up early. When she got up early, she sat down. She scripted out not only her day, she scripted out the day for her maids and her servants as well, making sure that things were getting done, making sure that priorities, that you place your priorities in order for you to achieve the priorities that you have for the day. This is living on the edginess of life. This is thriving in the cliff of success. This is what you have to do. These are the things that you're going to have to do in order for you to be successful. You have to make the determination within your own self that I'm going to be successful and I'm going to do whatever it takes. Remember, you got an $86,400 blank check. It's called time. There are 86,400 seconds in the day. You have been given this. This is like currency in the making. It's currency in the making. This is cash for you, cash on demand. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with your time? How are you maximizing it? Are you learning something new every day? If you're going to thrive in the cliff of the success of life, you must learn something new every single day. You have to become a sponge, a reservoir for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and counsel. You got to become a reservoir of that. Your brain, whatever you are doing, whatever business you're in, if you're working for somebody else and you're looking to be promoted, the Bible tells us any enterprise stays abreast of the facts. It's built by staying abreast of the facts. If you're not doing that, you are not going to be successful. If you're not staying ahead of the curve, and in the society that we are living in right now, this is what is happening. What's happening is things are changing so quickly. You know, a few weeks ago, they came out with Periscope, and it is just skyrocketing. I mean, think about it. Ten years ago, Facebook was just entering into our lives. Now lots of people, because I know a lot of people don't, but you wake up, you look at your Facebook, you're connecting with people that you haven't seen in years. You're connecting with childhood friends, but you're also saying, ooh, but this social media is more than that. I can use this social media in leveraging my business and expanding my business and growing my business. So you have to begin to get wisdom. The Word of God said, get wisdom, get understanding. It's the principal thing. It tells us that wisdom is the ultimate defense coupled with money. You become unstoppable. I'm telling you. And the way you get the money is that you got to have the wisdom in order for you to manage your time. That's why it says, teach us to number our days that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. Wisdom. I'm telling you. It is just totally, totally awesome to get wisdom, to get your knowledge, to make sure that you're getting what you need in order for you to succeed, because you are thriving on the cliff of success. You've been waiting to succeed. You've been waiting for things to happen. You've been waiting to get what is yours. Now, the time is now. Can I say that again? The time is now. I'm going to say it again. The time is now. Oh, I like saying things again. But needless to say, I'm very serious about this, because I see so many people and they're saying, I want more, I want more, I want more. And I think what you need to realize is that in order to have more, you're going to have to be obsessed. You have to become passionate about it. You know, when we think about Jesus, he was passionate. He was passionate about his assignment on the earth. You have to be passionate. And there's nothing wrong with being passionate. There's nothing wrong with being obsessed with what God has given you to do, that assignment. It's nothing wrong with it. It's not bad. It's actually good, because then you begin to seek God every single day for your purpose in life. And God never told you that success was wrong. He never said that wealth was wrong. He never told us that. But he did say, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. He did tell us that he because he wants us to prosper. Now, he did also tell us that when you fall in love with money, then you enter into the root of all evil. But money is not. He knows that we need money single day in order for us to succeed. So begin to make money your friend. You have to begin to look at the modalities and the blueprints of your attitudes towards money. And this is going to also help you begin to thrive on the cliff of success. You want to, and as I said, you want to protect all of your yeses, all of your yeses, and you want to protect them. And in the process of protecting them, I want you to practice doing something. I want you to act like a two-year-old right now. And you know how two-year-olds are. When you ask a two-year-old something, what do they say? When you say, did you do that? They say no. Do you? Are you going to, when you say, give me that, they say no. So you need to learn how to act like a two-year-old and begin to master the word no. Because people are going to try to come in, they're going to try to infringe on your time, they're going to try to cause you not to be able to succeed the way you need to. People will bring their issues and try to make them your issues. They'll bring their emergencies and try to make them your emergencies. And you have to learn how to say no and not feel condemnation and guilt if you're going to thrive. Because you have to protect your day. You have to protect it. You have to protect your currency of your 86,400 seconds every single day. And yes, you're going to work hard. You're going to take off your pretty red dress. You're going to take off your nice suit, and you're going to put on some overalls. You're going to put on your overalls of success, and you're going to work hard. It takes hard work, and you have to begin to embrace that I got to work hard, and I'm going to have to work long hours, and I may have to work when I'm sleepy, and I may have to work when I want to go and hang out with my buddies, but I got to work because I'm on a mission. And if you're on a mission, then you're going to have to work that mission, and you're going to have to be able to make some sacrifices. Sacrifice now so then you'll be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor later. But if you don't sacrifice, you're not going to enjoy any fruits, and no fruits, because you haven't planted anything in order for anything to be harvested. So you have to plant in order for the harvest to come. You have to plant for the harvest to come. If you don't plant, it says when you whatever you sow, you shall reap. If you don't plant, there's no harvest. If you don't sow, there's no reaping. It's simple as that. So if you're not planting, anything today for you to be successful, don't look for at the end of December that there's going to be a harvest. It's not going to happen. You have to do your due diligence. You have to do what it takes as you're living this life on the edge. And you have to be willing to step out and take some risk. You have to be willing to say to yourself that, you know what, this is what I want. And you got to step out and do it. If you're waiting for everybody in your group to tell you to move forward, you're not going to move forward. If you're waiting for everybody in your group to say, oh, we're going to move forward with you, you're not going to move forward. This is a solo act. Risk-taking is a solo act. And if you never take the risk to step out, then no one is. It's like my mother used to tell me, Jackie, when you eat, your family eats, because I don't have children. And she said, when you eat, your family eats. When you step out and take a risk, it's a solo act. And that's what you need to understand. And if you have a family, you're going to have to include them in the planning. But sometimes it's going to be your family that's going to be that may be the very one that's not supporting you. And you have to like dig in and step out. But I'm going to tell you something. When the harvest come in, that's when they're going to really support you. So you have to have tunnel vision during this time, because your family is going to be there for you, but they may not be there for you during the initial stages. And some of your friends may not be there for you, because sometimes other people don't want anything and they don't want you to have anything. And so you have to realize that. That's why you're protecting your time. You have to make sure that you have a strategy in place. If you do not have a strategy in place, I don't see how in the world that you think that you're going to live it on the edge. Because, you know, I think the interesting part about living on the edge and thriving in the cliff of success is that it means that you really almost feel as though that you're living a routine life because you got a plan. And when you think about planning, you automatically think, well, that's sort of mundane, but it's not. What it's doing is you're writing out your plan. You're coming up, you're developing your business plan. And we do help people in developing business plan at the Me Place Empowerment Institute. But you're developing a business plan and you're coming up with a strategy in order for you to be successful, not just for 1 year, not just for 1 quarter, but you want to look out 5 years and say, this is the path I'm on. I'm on the path, and you want to submit your plan to God, because you always want God in it. Because you remember, you're hanging out on the cliff. You're thriving on the cliff. So you need him to keep you held up on that cliff, because they're gonna be some cliff hangers, and they're going to be some things that's going to try to topple you over that cliff, because you've decided that I'm living in the edginess of life. I'm living in those risk moments of life. So you're going to need to include God every step of the way. The Holy Spirit, you've got to intimately know him, because you have to know him in order to know when he's prompting you, when he's trying to move you. So as kingdom solutionists, as kingdom influencers, as marketplace influencers, we must elicit the support of the Holy Spirit and elicit God's sanctions on all of our plans and everything that we are looking to do. These are the things that you must do. Everything that you're looking to do, include the Holy Spirit, welcome God in it. Because you're going to need them. Because there are going to be some days it's going to be hard. Money's going to be scarce. You don't know where this is going to come from. People that said they're going to help you, they're not going to be there. And so you're going to have a solid relationship with God. Because when you're hanging on that cliff and you feel like that, you feel like, oh, my God, you look down and you're looking like 15,000, 5,000 feet down. And you don't know how you're going to make it. You don't know what's going to happen. God is the one that's going to keep you, that's going to keep you on that edge of the cliff thriving in success. And you have to understand that when you're living this edginess of life, there are going to be some failures that take place. But remember, even in the failures, you're going to thrive. All the failure is going to do is catapult you higher. You're not going to let the failures pull you down. You're going to learn what worked in the failure, what didn't work, cast off what didn't work, take what worked, and keep moving higher. That's how these are some of the things that you're gonna use as you are thriving. And believe me, you are going to thrive. You want to link up with like-minded people who are thinking like you, people who are saying I want more, people who are looking to thrive. And when you share your goals, don't share them with everybody. Joseph did that. He shared his dreams with some brothers who really didn't like him, who were jealous of him. And there are some brothers and there are some people that you know who don't really like you, and they're jealous of you. And in the process of them being jealous of you, you have to know this. You have to know that I can't share everything with everybody. That's what you have to know. I can't share with everybody. Because everybody is not for me. Everybody does not want me to succeed. And so that's why you want to stay connected with God. That's why you want to make sure that you are praying in the Holy Spirit, getting to know the Holy Spirit intimately, because you have to build up your spirit person in order for you to hear him, to fortify you on this path of success. And that's what you're on. You're on a path of success. And I'm going to tell you something else, that in the process of your moving forward, you're going to have to learn how to sell. Well, if you don't like selling, you need to get over that fear. Because if you're an entrepreneur or anything that you're doing, I don't care if you're working for somebody else, you got to sell yourself. You got to sell your deals. Every entrepreneur must focus on selling. And believe me, you are me incorporated. Whether you're employed by somebody else or you're employed by yourself, you are me incorporated. And every product, every service, you got to sell it. And you got to be able to have confidence in selling. And definitely when you're an entrepreneur, you got to sell it. You have to sell them to buy into it. Then you got to sell them to keep buying into it. So you sell them and say, use this, use this. Then you got to say, oh, keep using this. So you have to, you're constantly selling. So you have to be, you have to know your product. You have to know your skills and your talents, because you're selling. You're a salesman, and you're selling you. You're selling your time. 86,400 seconds. We're translating that into $86,400. And you have to know, I'm selling it. What's your product? What's your service? What do you do well? What are your gifts? What are your talents? What are your skills? What do you have in your house so you can sell it and say, I got to make selling my top priority? When you go to an interview, if you're interviewing for a job, I'm going to tell you what you're doing. You are selling you. And if you can't sell you well, how are you going to sell a product? So you got to learn how to sell you well. You have to understand, when you sit down at any negotiating table, you are not sitting at a disadvantage. Whether you're interviewing for a job, whether you're an entrepreneur and you are looking to sell your products and services, you have to go there. You have to go there with the confidence. And that's why you're teaming up with God. That's why you have to go through a mind metamorphosis in order for you to say, I know what I'm bringing to the table. And you have to be able to communicate it. You got to be an effective communicator, because if you cannot communicate your ideas, if you cannot speak well, if you cannot write well, let me tell you. And if you can't write well, get somebody to write it for you. But don't send stuff out and it's not written well. People are going to look at that. You're going to fall, and you'll fall short. Everything that you do in order for you to live on the edginess of life, it's got to be with a spirit of excellence. You have to have that spirit of excellence. Excellence will even cause your enemies to root for you. Excellence takes you from the prison to the palace. Excellence keeps you from dying in the lion's den. I'm telling you, that spirit of excellence. And you have to know how to work when you have no money. Because if you can't make money without money, you will not be able to make money with money. So you have to be able to understand that I can't despise the days of small beginnings. I still got to give it my all, and I still got to do it with a spirit of excellence. Because when the time comes and the small beginnings are no longer small, you have already gotten yourself prepared in order to reap that harvest. And everything that you do is still going to go seamlessly smooth as you on that thriving on the cliff of success, because you start doing it in the days when you virtually had nothing. You have to learn how to prioritize and delegate. And you may say, well, I'm a one-man shop. Then what you have to do is you have to find some people who can help you. You may have to pay some people. There are things out there that you can use. There are things like Fiverr.com, Elon, that you can use. Cost-efficient ways that you can get things done, and it doesn't cost you a lot of money. Fiverr.com, everything is $5. Every service is $5. So don't tell me that you can't prioritize and delegate. You have to prioritize what's important and what's not important, and then if you can delegate it. Let somebody else do it. That time that you're using out of your 86,400 seconds in each day, you can use it more efficiently by saying, if I spend this $5 here and I go to Fiverr.com and I find somebody who can develop me an ad, as opposed to me trying to do it, and it's really not my forte, but I can get a professional designer to do it for $5. Do the math. You want to make sure that you're living life, and you're not looking at life that life is just ending quickly, but you're living life knowing this: retirement is not an option. You have to begin to hate the ideal of retirement. And I'm going to tell you why. Because in the Hebrew vernacular, there is no word for retirement. Because when you retire, you will lose purpose. So you're living your life with a sense of urgency. And when I'm saying urgency, I don't mean anxiety. And I don't mean in a panic. I mean that you're living it purposefully. And you're understanding that as long as you have breath in your body, you in your right mind, you can do whatever God's telling you to do. So retirement is not an option. Because if you constantly focus on retirement, you will begin to lose your momentum and you will begin to fall off that cliff because all you could think about is the day that you're going to retire and you're not thinking about that I am at the pinnacle and I'm just crescendoing up and up and up. And then every time you have to network. You got to network, network, network. You network on social media. You network via the internet, using email. You network. You're going out to events. You must network. Become comfortable at networking. Become comfortable at when you go into an event that you're comfortable and going and talk to somebody that you absolutely don't know. If you want to practice, go practice at a grocery store. I met a woman yesterday. She and I connected at the grocery store. And one way we connected, she was bald head, I was bald head. And we began to talk, but then we began to realize we had a lot of shared interests. So we're going to begin to talk about some things. But that's what I'm telling you. You got to be able to network. You can't be afraid to walk up to people and talk to virtual strangers. You do not know where that next $1 million contract or $1 million client is. And it may be because you are not networking effectively. So you want to be able to network effectively, and you want to be able to control the variables in your life. You want to be able to control the things, the unpredictabilities of your life, and that's why when you have a well-scripted out day, you'll be able to control those things because you begin to plan your day, and you begin to work your plan. And yeah, you may have some other priorities. You may have some other family obligations. But there's a lot of time of your 86,400 seconds, which translates in $86,400, that you can use every day where you got to carve it out. You have to say, I got to do something every day in order for me to reach my goal. I got to do something every day in building up my business. I got to do something every day in writing my book. I got to do something every day for the producing of my CD product. Whatever you're doing, you got to do something every single day. Every day you have to have a plan of action. Every single day. And every day is going to build on the success from one day to the next day to the next day to the next day. You're building success day by day, moment by moment, second by second. You're building your success. So when you're really looking at the edginess of life is really taking a methodical approach of life that's leading you down a path of unparalleled success, that abundant life that God envisioned for each and every one of us. That's what it takes. I'm excited. I can say she always says she excited. Is there a day that she's not excited? Mm-mm, not really. Not really. I get more and more excited every day. Every day. Every day I get more and more excited. Every day when I hear about the success of others, it excites me even more. And it keeps me going even more. I'm telling you, because I want you to succeed. I want you to become everything that God created you to be. I don't want it to be that when you take that last breath, you have regret. I want you to write those books. I want you to start that company. I want you to do this. I want you to dig deep down in yourself and throw out all of that fear so confidence can come in. I want this for you. I want you to live on the edginess of life, thriving on the cliff of success. I want this. Every time I write a prayer for success, I'm writing it because I want you to succeed. I want you to make sure that you're going to another level, that you're going to another pinnacle. I do want to encourage you, too, because I know where our time is running out. I want to encourage you to go to our website, www.themeplace.org. We are doing a special. I'm telling you, if there's something that you need to do and you need some help on it, you need to take advantage of this special. 50% savings of all of our coaching packages, regardless of the level, 50% savings of all of our coaching packages. You really want to take advantage of that. And in order for you to go to that next level. But we just left out of 11:59, a minute to midnight this morning. I did the last show this morning where we were talking about free to soar. Powerful session. this afternoon, all of those, you have to make sure that you're on our Showers Blessing Enterprise page. We're releasing that all of those sessions this afternoon that you'll be able to download only for a limited time. So you want to take advantage of them. There are seven sessions to help you to soar like an eagle, to fly, to soar in whatever God is calling for you to do. So you want to take advantage of all of the things that we are offering you and keep connected, subscribe, become a subscriber. We are doing phenomenal things for you. We're teaming up. We're teaming up with other organizations so you can do phenomenal things. These are some of the things that we're doing. So I'm telling you, I'm excited. I really am. I love to hear from you. No one hit one and no one had a question, because when we're going throughout the show, you can always ask a question if you have a question that you'd like to ask, or if you have something that you'd like to ask. We only have a few minutes left, so I know that I'm going to have to close out, and I've gotten so excited right now. But, you know, I want you to understand something. The edginess of life, thriving in the cliff of success, it depends on you. It depends on what you're willing to do, and you have to do it. You're going to have to learn some new things. You have to be open to learn some new things. You have to be open to releasing things that you've become familiar with in order to embrace those things that you're unfamiliar with. So you have to begin to go through a mindset transformation in order for you to go to that next place of success. So I'm so excited that you came and you have been with me at Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. I am so excited that you have been here. And I do hope that something pricks your heart. Something will cause you to say, I'm going to that next level. I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to do whatever it takes in order for me to succeed. That's my prayer for you on today, that you are unstoppable, that you are relentless, that you're radical in your pursuit as you live on the edginess of life, thriving on the cliff of success. I look forward to you coming and being with us next week at Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessing, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.